but world in the middle of Lamed Dalet.
Yes.
Umipneze. Yeah, that's it. Okay, perfect. Umipneze aseres hadibris nema b'dibre echad lahoros al torah shu echad v'serach mekusha. So aseres hadibris was said b'dibre echad to sort of show you that it's one unit subdivided into smaller units. And this word seder by the Baral is a very, very common word. And it means whenever things have an organization, it means that they're part of one great thing. One of the things little kids do that's very cute when they start counting is I counted till 8. You know, and they count a penny and an ant on the floor and a pillow and you know, and a mattress, whatever they find, it's got no rhyme or reason. We understand that Seder means you have an overlying thing and each piece gets the number of its significance in the overarching whole. And that's something that is what a Seder is. The Maharal uses that term a lot. So Torah was given as one to show that in essence it's one. Kimin aseres hadibris etzim kol mitzvahs. Now aseres hadibris really encompasses all the mitzvahs, and the Ramban explains in great detail how. Ki tarag mitzvahs nichlolim baseres hadibris. The tarag mitzvahs are all included in aseres hadibris. Baseres hadibris einem b'dibrechot. Moire katorah achas legamri kashor ledobo shesedechot. So it's sort of a tree. You have 613 branches, and then you have 10 main limbs, and then it all forms one great tree. Why don't you say that the world is also created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly it has Seder to it, so why don't we start with the Ois Aleph, you know, just the same idea. So he says, "Bivadai kush zushal klumhi, ki asedav natsu abriyav natsma." In other words, the bria as it projects itself without a seder. It's just random things. It's only when you put Torah onto it that Torah gives it meaning and seder. Ve'im eserach al etz abri ena seder. The seder bria hi Torah or the kachas chos of the daf galav. So Torah itself is what gives Seder into it. So for instance, imagine I get a kit to construct something. And the kit has a lot of pieces, screws, nails, I don't know, whatever. Now, the screws and nails, etc., they don't have any type of Seder mitzaratzma. It's just a bunch of stuff. When I have the guidebook and it says and it attaches this and attaches this, that's when I get a Seder. So Torah is the closest representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is, so to speak, the first Bria. It precedes the Bria. So that means it's meant to be closest like the source. So he adds one more point, and it's a point, again, that he makes incessantly, is that the idea of tens, it being really another variant of one. It's the one on a, you know, on the next exponent. Okay. And Anochi, Veloyelacha, Veholi Bechot. So, Vyesh Machmaza, Echle Yom Anoch Veloyelacha, then came in Ayo de Mamad Von Shenemalahem. So it says in Kain Mat Talmud Loma, and so the Mechilta says over there that why is it said Nocha Loyia Lachos? He says, what exactly is the Kasha? Ish Makshim Al Zeh. Why does it say? Sorry, where am I holding here? Ish Makshim Al Zeh. Ech Lo Yema Nocha Loyia Lacha. Dim Kain Minayo Yinoy Dim Mayim Advan Shenem Alohem. Avakach Pirushoy. Kiv Mshekulam Bidibecha Nemru. Im Kain. Ein Kan Koidem Ein Kan Achron Klau. Im Kain Loma Kosa Koidem Anoich Vachaka Liyelacha. Vekaimolon. Shim Hiktim Lichtav Liyelacha. Vachaka Kosa Vanoichi. Asay Torah Psula. Ukramin Lamalaka Torah Skolosa Ba'alaf Dafka. So he asks this question a little bit kind of spelled out, but his point is you don't mean it seriously, Dibur Echad, because there's halachas. If you don't write the Aseret Dibros the way they're written in our Sefer Torah, the puzzle, we speak about the first Dibros starting with an Aleph. So obviously, There's a seder atvar. That in the first statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Aseret Dibros were one, and therefore it's irrelevant to speak of first, afterwards, and so on. The second round, so the Aseret Dibros were given in two shifts. There was one Aseret Dibros where everything was said one dibur mi'apei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of it came to us that way. The second version was, it was broken down into bite-sized pieces. The first to Anocha Liyacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, told us, and then the rest Moshe did. So we're talking, so to speak, on the second round. Ukama Rabbi Shmuel, and like the Maral, as usual, explains, he takes the Chazal and explains it, all of it. We'll see Rabbi Akiva, and then we'll go back there again. Avol Rabbi Akiva Sova. So the machlokas is, it seems to be kind of just semantic, where according to Rabbi Akiva, they will mekabel it. That they would do it exactly the way it was given. They were mekabel that. You wanted something, Gabriel?
What?
I'm middle of the show. I'm gonna go in 15 minutes. Okay, you can go. I'll walk. It's fine. You can go. You don't have to come back. It's. Okay. The Seder. Okay. Thank you very much. That we're doing a Shabbatonin only. It's a town about 10 miles away from us. Very nice little community, a small Kiryat community. So the boys, we were here for Shabbos, and now there's a Mlava Malka, Gala Mlava.
It's with the yeshiva, or?
The yeshiva is going as yeshiva, yeah. The
whole
yeshiva.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a very nice, Okay. What?
It's very nice.
Yeah. Okay, so he asks over here, so it seems like a semantic machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says they will mekabel essays. Yes, we'll do it. And Lo says that they'll mekabel that they won't do it. They won't transgress. And he says they will mekabel the everything with a positive sound of we'll do it. It's really the same thing. It's a kind of very strange. What exactly is the machlokes here? So he says like this. V'tam Rabbi Shmuel. Kitzor shatia kabbalah sagzira kashi etzem gzeir ba'atzma. Magzeir lasis dava kach kabbalah sagzira zeh. Magzeir shalos lasis dava zeh kabbalah sagzira gamkim. Shalos dava zeh. However, kibas sava she'in kabbalah sagzira rak the kabul bovar agzira ti agzira mashi agzira. Olakachayim alav valhen kabbalah sagzira bein echad. V'hainu shomer hen ki dava zeh mitzadam kabul shikabul kol mashi ma'goiz l'dava she'yase o mashi yase. Ain't so actually Kabul, the Muhalasis to Sena Goiza, the Shamehen Vidaibasa. So let's talk about this and discuss this point a little bit. The Machloikas seems to be as follows. In our relationship to the world of mitzvahs, there are two ways to go about it. Let's take an example. Imagine I'm working for somebody. And the person says, okay, tomorrow I'd like everybody to come and dress very formally, black ties, this, that, the other thing. Or tomorrow I'd like everybody to come in casual, or you do this or you do that. So one way of looking at it is that, I mean, this is my work, this is my boss, and I carry out the orders, and that's that. I have no idea why my boss wants it. I don't particularly identify with the details of it. But the common denominator is I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do because that's our relationship. There's a second way of identifying with it. And that is, let's say I'm teaching a child of mine how to behave and you know how to act in certain situations. So I'm not interested in a flat-out listening. I'm interested in him identifying it and understanding that this is not to be done in this return. It's ugly, it's disgusting, it's a turnoff, it's impolite, whatever it is. And this is what ought to be done. So I'm not just interested in him doing a mechanical act. I'm interested in him being part of it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us essays and los essays, there is a global type of approach of, you know what? Whatever Hashem says, that be it. There's a second approach where that becomes me. Says an ora shel yokem istivei Torah zos means. What does it mean? I mean, we've gotten through all the averis, what you can't do in the Einshim and the Arurim, everything like it. So what's more, what's in Arash LaYokum there is that Tarzos? The Machiah says it's referring to a person who says he will do everything the Torah says, but he doesn't think that it really does anything for him. In other words, he doesn't feel that he grows because of the positive things or stays away from bad because of the negative things. He just, you know, he's just kind of, if this got to be done, it's got to be done. Asher yokim divrei Torah means to affirm, to confirm. So the question really is, what is the ideal approach in being mekabel olam hashamayim? Is it just whatever you say, boss? Or is it much more specific in terms of, the lo sase becomes a lo sase. The reason I'm doing it is because it's wrong to do it. The essay I'm doing because it's the right thing to do. So it's going one step further. Another area, which I think today is very relevant, you know, there are people sort of on the modern Orthodox fringe that go around speaking about, you know, Torah being moral, not moral, etc., that type of thing. So they're, at least what they're holding now, they will not do what halacha says, but it's say it's not the right thing to chas v'shalom. I told somebody once that, you know, there is, again, this is a fringe end of the Orthodox, but I've heard it on, you know, where the, it goes like this. The gay marriage, the act of living together is usur, and there's no way I can be matur it, but the marriage itself, relationship itself, nothing wrong with it, it's holy, the Torah, etc. So I told somebody, you know, in my mind, that's a lot worse. A person who disregards the Torah's serves, I mean, disregards Torah's serving, not from, that's it. But if you, basically the statement you're making like this, I'm trapped in a halachic system, God is really messed up, he's made a halakh system that doesn't really recognize the depth and the beauty of human life as we know it, and therefore we can recognize marriage as being other than what the Torah says, but we stick to our halakhic norm of not living together. So that's basically denying the emes of Torah. You know, if the Torah says, that is a metzias, and any other metzias doesn't exist, and therefore a person who accepts, is willing to accept to do what the Torah says, but not willing to accept to be makabel the essence of what the Torah says, that this is the right and this is the wrong. So I would say the saying I'll Cain, I'll hand, I'll love, means understanding the wrong of it. If somebody tells me, for instance, I'm told, you know, I have to come to some sort of event or whatever, and I have to follow all the directions of the person who's told me how to dress. So I don't, you know, whatever he tells me does, to me, what he tells me not to wear and what he tells me to wear is the same. I'm following instructions. I'm not identifying with why this is ugly or this is beautiful. When I have to say hen, love, there's an identification with the core material. Okay, let's start Lamed Hey. Now we're going to speak about the difference between Aseres HaDibros and other mitzvahs. Is bar lecha beperek she'avah shehefer sheish maseres HaDibros shem Yisrael ben shar ha'Torah. Ki Aseres HaDibros hem b'yishen yom shem yisbar shah mitzvah Torah, ha'shem ach Aseres HaDibros, b'tesef salehem. So he's explained that Aseres HaDibros have a unique standing, not in halachic terms, as much as in understanding what it's about. And it means that Aseres HaDibros are from Hashem Yisbarach, and Shar Mitzvahs are additions to it. It's a second stage. Why was it given that way? And that's what it was given. Aseres HaDibros are Hashem Yisrach Yisrael, Ushar Tanem Adi Moshe. The order was, Aseres HaDibros came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight to Israel. Then he called up Moshe, Moshe went up, and Moshe got the rest of the Torah. So in terms of our direct reception of it, there's a big difference between Aseres HaDibros and Torah. So he says, the second point he raises is an interesting point as follows. Okay, Mela, if you have different teachers, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, he teaches us Aseres HaDibros, and then he gives over the show to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it requires some explanation of why. It requires some explanation of why give it in two different formats, but I can't say there's something missing in Torah itself. If one mesecht is taught by one Rebbe, one mesecht taught another Rebbe, I don't say the word chaser because this Rebbe taught only this mesecht. However, if let's say, imagine that I write a book and I write only two chapters or one mesecht, I have a shas with one mesecht, then the rest is missing. The minute you commit something to writing, you're making a statement that this is the be-all of it. It starts and ends with that. He says, when you have a daseres adibris or written in stone, and we kept the luchas, where's the rest of the Torah? That's almost making a statement that it's not just a change of staff, a change of crew. Ke'ilu, this stone of daseres adibris is telling me that Torah can be in truncated version. What's that all about? So he explains. And the truth is, Chazal did write out the Torah when they came to Eretz Yisrael. They had to write out all the Torah on two stones, etc., etc. For be'arnu ki Torah min ha-shamayim mischayim mitzad ha-molsen z'chana l'malo. Ha-echot se lo yitochein klau shlo yav ha-gzir mitzad Hashem Yisparach ha-shol ila la-odem shol olu. He said, it can't be, he says, the recognizing, understanding human beings as extensions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word ilan olu means cause and effect, but a much stronger lush than that. It means our essence is of Hashem's. So that would require that there must be some sort of tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us. There must be some sort of what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us? He says the dove is only talking ki'im shekalav oil ha'ilah ve'beshus ha'ilah k'masharachu. If we were morally free, meaning there is no right or wrong that is imposed on us, then basically we are totally caught up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the relationship of being His Metzias. Amovas Hasheni, Shelo Yushlam Ha'adam, Ki Tzarech Hu Ashlam Al Kol Panik, Veshmach Megam Kein. So he says, the second one is that Adam now needs further Hashlama. So it's ki'ilu, there's a critical piece, which is a minimal tzivui on us that shows that we are products of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules are mechayev us. That shows that. The second thing is, now that we're here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world in order to grow further and so on. So one part of the acceptance of Torah is a basic ruchnistic acceptance that we are not free. In other words, one statement in Torah is you're beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you. And the second one is a method to produce the being HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to produce. So he says, explain later why it is and how it is in these inyanim. But that's the point of Aseres Adibris. Kaseres Adibris and Chibor Ilabol, they represent the core kesha between the ila and the olo. Well, kacha yishnei luchos, erach neged ila, v'ashen neged olo. Avo shev dibetor, eina maka ashlam asodem, v'zeh k'neged amoyfis ashen yishikhu yotor min ha-shamayim, she odo mushlam, o kacha yitzorot, she yish mushah dibetor. That's how the Maral sets up those two inyanim. And we'll see later, Mitzvah Shem. Next week, we'll see the Hemshech of it. Okay?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, good.